You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts podcast. We move on to week 8 of the Premier League and the action comes from Liverpool. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former professional and Sky Sports pundit Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yeah, morning, Mark.
Are you in good form?
Yes, I am, thanks. Doing a shower this morning, getting that out of the way today. Not only do I do darts, I'm a building worker as well at times. So the wife keeps telling me, but you've got to keep at it, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to keep busy in between the Thursday nights, Rod. We'll just take a quick look back at last week and then we'll look ahead to week 8. I suppose the big match of the night was when Michael Van Gerwen met Phil Taylor. Van Gerwen 5-1 up in that game, but Taylor fighting back to get a draw. It was a thriller, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, at 5-1 up, I think Michael Van Gerwen had two darts and a double to go 6-1 up and then lost it a little bit. And Phil got back and you know, at 6-5 down, Phil Taylor, I walked into just to the side of the stage and Taylor wanted 81. And I'm not kidding you, 10,000 Scottish fans were booing him, you know, which was bad. But Phil Taylor, I have to take my hat off to him. As a true pro he is, he just stepped up and took the 81 out as if there was no one booing him at all, which was a class shot. But the funny thing about it, Mark, was that afterwards, Phil Taylor was bouncing around the stage, having little digs at Michael Van Gerwen. He classed the draw as a win, where Michael Van Gerwen classed that draw as a loss. And I think that just shows where the two of them are with their game at the moment. Michael Van Gerwen is flying high, as we know, incredible averages. That was a disappointment to him. But Phil Taylor, who's, you know, been in the doldrums a little bit, but coming out of him, showing some good form. His last six nights now have all been over 100 average. He see that as a win. So I don't know whether that showed a little bit of weakness for the very first time in Phil Taylor, or it was just him being pleased with the draw.
Yeah, I suppose it's an interesting point you make there. Is this a sign that Phil Taylor is now seeing himself as second fiddle to Van Gerwen?
Well, that's how I read it. That's how I read it. I stood there when they were being interviewed on stage and he says, don't worry, come the final at the O2, I want you in the final and I'm going to beat you up. I'll be ready by then. So at the moment, Phil sees himself as second best. But, you know, he's determined enough to turn it around, but he's going to have to up those averages. I mean, I think it showed not a flaw in Van Gerwen's game, because that's unfair to say that. But when he was against Phil, perhaps a little bit of a different attitude of, instead of being on the front foot with everybody else, he was just on the back foot at times with Taylor and let Phil in. I mean, because let's be honest, with any other player, I think Van Gerwen would have finished him off 7-2, 7-3. But he was just on the back foot a little bit and Taylor pounced on him. So it was a very interesting game if you read into how the game went and the mindset of both players afterwards.
Yeah. We've got two players in the chasing pack behind that both had wins as well. Gary Anderson and James Wade, both successful. And they're both on 10 points in behind. So there's not much in it in the top four, is there?
No, there isn't. No. Gary Anderson, you know, 4 out of 4 last week. All right, he's in front of his home crowd. Adie got a little bit of a stick, but everybody does. But as I said, nowhere near what Phil Taylor got, so that's no excuse. You know, Adrian Lewis just turns up sometimes and it doesn't happen, where Gary Anderson certainly was very consistent last week. That was a fine performance from Gazza. And James Wade, well, I keep telling people how good this bloke is and they keep telling me I rate him and that. This is one of the most solid players in the professional game today is James Wade. He really does not make too many mistakes. And he won that game, you know, on merit and was flying. I know Robert Thornton, not on the top of his game. But at one time there, he was flying. But Wadey just stuck in there and kept going.
What about down at the wrong end of the table then, Rod? Raymond van Barneveld beating Dave Chisnell to give himself a little bit of breathing space. And Chizzy, Smith and Thornton occupying the bottom three places in the table. Are those three, is it between those three?
I think it is. Yeah, I mean, do you know what, Mark? On here and in my blog and out in the darts fraternity, I tell people, you know, don't get me wrong, Dave Chisnell was a lovely guy. If every professional was like him, just did their job, no complaints, you ask him to do something, to do it, it'd be great. He is a great guy. But as I said, I've been saying on here for God knows how many weeks now, he's got a little flaw in his throat and it's getting worse. And last week, again, it just keeps coming out at crucial times, you know, finishing off a game, setting the shot up. He gets this snatch and all of a sudden it'll go in the low five or a high five. And that one dart in today's game is crucial not to hit, miss the big numbers even. And Dave Chisnell, you know, Barney took out some great checkouts again. I have to say, you know, last week, again, I tipped James Wade and Barney to have over on the checkout. But Chisnell's in trouble. Michael Smith, you know, he's got Robert Thornton this week, so that'll be interesting. So 2 points for one of those gets him a half a chance. But those two and Dave Chisnell, yeah, they're in trouble.
And it's a real significant week this week, isn't it, in the Liverpool Echo Arena, because we're going to see, it's almost like four-pointers, really, rather than two-pointers in this week's battle to avoid the elimination, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, Robert Thornton's going to be playing two games this week, and up to 3-3 last week, he was on just under 110 average, but he just couldn't hold it together. You know, his form has just not been there over the last 6 months. But if he happens to walk away with 4 points this week, I know he's got Michael van Gerwen on last, so that's a big if. But if he wins the first game, he could, you know, have a lot of confidence to go into that second game. Then all of a sudden, there's a few people that are in trouble. Michael Smith would definitely be in trouble, and so will Dave Chisnell. So, yeah, there's some big turnarounds this week.
Let's get stuck into week 8 then. The first match sees Michael Smith take on Robert Thornton. Michael Smith, even money, the draw 100-30. Robert Thornton is 15-8. We've kind of just alluded to it there. This game is massive with regards to the bottom end of the table.
It is, yes. I mean, Michael Smith didn't play last week. He, you know, he had a holiday because he played two games that very first night in Leeds. And there weren't any tournaments the weekend either. So apart from a bit of practice, which doesn't sharpen you up 100%, Michael Smith has not thrown darts for getting on 2 weeks. So that could play a factor here. I mean, Robert Thornton against James Wade, as I said, at 3-3, he was just on 110 average. And to be fair to him, he could have been 4-2 up and perhaps should have been. So his form is starting to turn around. Now, this game against Michael Smith, could it turn it around completely? You know, if he gets out of the gate quickly, puts some pressure on Michael Smith, then we could see a good performance from Robert Thornton. I've got a sneaking feeling that Robert Thornton is going to win this. He's got to turn up one day and win a game. And what better game to win than this one?
What kind of scoreline do you reckon it'll be in this one?
Well, I think it's going to be close. I'm going to go with Robert Thornton 7-5. It could even be a draw here. I looked at the stats and, you know, the way both players have been, you know, not closing games out very good. But I'm going to have a sneaking feeling that Robert Thornton will close out a very close game.
Okay, 7-5 priced up at 6-1. If there's any punters out there that want to play a little bit safer, you can go on the handicap betting. Robert Thornton plus 1.5, which means you've got the draw and Robert Thornton on your side. That's 8-11. Would that appeal to you, Rod?
Yes, it would, definitely. And perhaps if you're going to back Robert Thornton to clear, have Michael Smith to get at least 4 legs. I always like that bet, you know. But I think, yeah, Robert Thornton's going to nick it, but a close one, so the handicap looks a good bet.
Yeah, 4-1, by the way, for Robert Thornton to win, and both players to score 4 or more legs. Moving on to the second match of the evening, Gary Anderson takes on Dave Chisnell. Gary Anderson 4-6, the draw 4-1, and Dave Chisnell is 5-2. Gary Anderson is really hitting his stride at the moment, Rod, and Chizzy's struggling. So is this as simple as siding with the world champion?
I think it is, and I think at 4-6, you won't see better odds than a two-horse race when you look at the stats of both these players. Gary Anderson, a four-pointer. All right, you could say, oh, he only did it because it was in front of his home crowd. But Gary Anderson never plays that brilliant in Scotland for some reason. Because of the, I don't know what it is, because of the crowd have a go at his opponents, who he feels sorry. But both matches last week were over the 100 average, which says something. Dave Chisnell weren't. I mean, Dave Chisnell, as I said, he's struggling. He needs to sort this out. But Gary Anderson at the moment is flying. And he's coming in on the blind side because everything's being talked about Van Gerwen and Taylor and not really about the William Hill world champion. So, yes, I'm going with a Gary Anderson win, but I don't think he's going to thrash Chisnell because no one normally thrashes him. And William Hill got it over 10.5 legs at 4-7. We should double it up with another one. It comes in at a nice little bet. But 4-6 for Gary Anderson, I think it's very good odds.
Siding with Gary Anderson then in the second match. On to match number 3 on Thursday evening. Adrian Lewis takes on Raymond van Barneveld. Lewis is 11-10, the draw 7-2, and Barney is 13-8. This is a tough one to call, Rod, because you never know which Lewis you're going to get, and you also don't know which Barney you're going to get. So who wins on Thursday evening?
Well, I've got a big coin here. I'll flick it, shall I? Because you are exactly right, Mark. These are two. I always tend to steer away back and against Adrian Lewis because he just turns up and throws darts like a Van Gerwen at the moment. You know, he's got that ability. But like you say, Barney can do that as well. I mean, look at the World Championships when he beat Michael Van Gerwen. No one expected him to even get near Michael when he turns up and played absolutely brilliant. But the one thing, when you look at the stats, and it's it's Raymond van Barneveld's checkouts that's getting him back in games and getting him leads. I mean, another 1-6-1 last week, a 1-5-2, 76 cleanly with two darts. I mean, he is firing on the checkouts, and he's been doing it now since the World Championships. So he's going to be flying high on those. Adrian Lewis, we know he's got that extra little bit of scoring power, and if he's in the right frame of mind, he's going to be tough to beat. But the variables in this game are just mind-blowing. So when I've looked at it, I think I'm going for the draw. I think it's going to be, you know, some high scoring and some high checkouts. So certainly Barney, again, back him to go over on his personal checkouts. He's done it for the last 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay, could be a tight game then between Lewis and Barney. Let's move on to the fourth match of the evening. Phil Taylor takes on Peter Wright. Phil Taylor 8-11. The draw 7-2. Peter Wright is 5-2. Taylor joint at the top of the table with Van Gerwen on points anyway. Takes on Peter Wright, who was flying high at the start of the season, Rod. But he's had a tough couple of weeks, hasn't he, Peter Wright?
Yes, he has. I mean, he is a class player, as I've said so many times. You know, he got beaten the week before last, then turned up on the Saturday and won a tour event. So, you know, he's got the bottle. He's got a good mindset. But Phil Taylor, he determined to top this league. And he said last week, there's a 25 grand bonus for the person who tops the league. And he says, I want that 25 grand and I want to be number one in this list and put Van Gerwen in at least number two. He doesn't want to play him in the semi-finals when we get to the O2. He wants him in the final. So he's going to be really, he's practiced hard. He's going to be really up for this, Phil Taylor. And as I said, the last 6 weeks, all his averages have been over 100. So that just shows you how consistent Taylor is. But if he takes Peter Wright lightly, which I don't think he will for 1 minute, then Peter Wright can upset and beat anybody. Class player, takes out shots under pressure. But I'm going for a Taylor win. But again, the odds, the legs here, over 10.5 at 4-7, I think that's bang on. I really do. And you double it up with the Anderson one. I think that's a great double because I cannot see Phil Taylor thrashing Peter Wright.
Yeah, so overs on the legs. I suppose it appealed then in the that market that we mentioned a few times now. Phil Taylor to win and both players to score 4 or more legs. 21-10.
Yeah, I think that's great odds. That's the one I would definitely go for because, like I said, I don't think that Phil Taylor's going to thrash Peter Wright because no one really does. You know, he is that good a player. I don't think people give Peter Wright the credit for the class player he is. And like I've said so many times, he will win a major and then perhaps that'll make people sit up and listen to him.
Okay, on to the final match of the evening then. Michael Van Gerwen takes on Robert Thornton. Van Gerwen is 1-7, the draw 8-1, Robert Thornton 9-1. Players needing points for very different reasons here, Rod. Michael Van Gerwen wants the points to stay top of the table. Robert Thornton needs the points to avoid elimination. So is it going to be, well, I was going to say, is it going to be tense? But does Michael Van Gerwen get tense?
No, he doesn't at the moment. He just gets up there and plays his game. I mean, if you'd have seen him when he walked off after he drew with Phil Taylor, he walked off and he was as mad as I've ever seen him. He was fuming with himself that he'd let Phil off. So poor old Robert Thornton could be up for some stick this week. I mean, Phil Taylor on that stage said, I want you in the final. So Van Gerwen is going to make sure that he heads this league as Phil Taylor wants to. Robert Thornton, if he wins that first one against Michael Smith, he'll come into this one with a little bit of extra confidence. But at the moment, Bob just hasn't got the firepower that he had when he beat Van Gerwen, certainly in the Grand Prix last year. So this is going to be a tough one. And I can't see many people tipping Robert to win this. So, yeah, it's Van Gerwen. Possibly by an easy margin.
Do you think he'll run away with it then, Rod?
Yeah, I think he will. But, you know, William Hill are doing 4.5 for Robert Thornton. He's only got to win 3 legs. Do you know what? Van Gerwen's only got to start off a little bit slow. And Robert started off like he did last week against Wade, but 110 average. And, Bob, I think he could easily get 3 legs. So I would lean towards Bob having a couple of quid on the handicap at him at 4.5. But I think Van Gerwen, it is going to be about 7-3. That's really on the borderline.
Okay, 7-3, by the way, for anybody who wants to play, the correct score is 11-2.
I was just looking at the 4.5 for Thornton at 17-20, which, are, you know, for Thornton backers, perhaps that's the market to go for here.
Okay. As usual, Rod, let's just finish with a little bit of a summary or a best bet or two that you've got for Thursday evening in Liverpool.
Yeah, well, I'm going for a Taylor win, Van Gerwen win, a Henderson win. You know, that pays just over 5-2. I think that's a good bet. Barney on the checkouts, we've done really well. Anybody that's followed me on the checkouts for him and James Wade over the last 4 or 5 weeks have quids in, because the double come up again last week for about the third week on the trot. Barney again in that match. But what about this for a nice little double? Over 10.5 legs in the Taylor Wright match and the Anderson Chisnell match. That is a little double. I think that's bang on for me.
All right,
and so don't forget that 9 data mark.
Yeah, it's going to come 1 week, isn't it?
Well, I can't believe it's being hit everywhere, even on the challenge tours and development tours. And the only place it hasn't been hit is in the Premier League.
Yeah. Maybe this will be the week. Maybe this will be the week we get to cheer a 9 data. Good work, Rod. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday night.
Lovely. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.